Good afternoon. I'm Chesley Blevins, and I go by Chess. So I'm glad to be here. Thank you. And that was a great feel-good program. Really inspired me. Thank you. I'm here to talk about the Live Well at Work initiative. It's San Diego County's initiative for advancing employee health through policy systems, environmental change strategies. And this is part of the county's overarching vision of Live Well San Diego that unites and drives everything that we do in the county now. And I'll be talking about that in more depth. I'll be providing a description of that, and then I'll discuss one approach to improving population health under Live Well San Diego through this Worksite Wellness Initiative, and going in depth, doing a bit of a deep dive on one program within the Live Well at Work Initiative. So that's what I was going to cover today in the brief 15 minutes that I have, and I'll have to talk fast, and I'll be available after if anyone has any questions, if I covered anything that wasn't clear or whatever. No relationships to disclose. Just very briefly, San Diego, if you haven't been there before, it's a fantastic place to live, work, and play. It's a large county, second largest in California and fifth in the nation, with over 3 million population, 18 municipalities, 17 unincorporated areas, and the region is very diverse. We're the largest refugee resettlement site in California, with over 100 languages being spoken, especially in the metro areas, 18 Indian reservations, huge military presence, and the busiest border crossing in the world, the San Ysidro, Mexico International Border Crossing. So it poses some interesting challenges when it comes to delivering health services. And one strategy is Worksite Wellness, which I'm sure most of the folks in the room are interested in that or doing some work in this arena. Just for us in San Diego, you can see by the pie graph, the largest percentage of our almost 100,000 employers is the service sector, hotel, retail, that sort of thing. This doesn't capture government or non-classifiable positions, but this is a key to this presentation today because, what kind of jobs are there in service industry? But kind of rather low-wage jobs, right? So that kind of paints a picture of what's going on in San Diego County. The work that we did led us to Live Well at Work was grounded in that place matters perspective, and where you live has a bearing on your health. This slide shows that in zip code 94301, in an affluent coastal community just north of the city of San Diego County, the life expectancy 86 years versus someone living in inner city San Diego, southeast San Diego, life expectancy being 72. So place does matter, and that really kind of prompted us to look as a county organization at what's driving health in our communities. And what we came to, what the data was really showing us, is that three behaviors, physical activity, poor diet, and tobacco use are driving the four leading diseases that we see that result in over 50% of the deaths in San Diego County. And again, place matters. So given that information, what we've done through Live Well San Diego is a framework that's unifying all the work we do and with our partners as well. It's grounded in that building better health that I just spoke about. And the two other components, living safely and thriving, kind of make up that Venn diagram within the center as a four strategy approach of building a better service delivery system, supporting positive choices, pursuing policy environmental changes, and improving the culture from within. And just that one piece on improving the culture from within, it's taken me 3 years to work with our HR division in the county with over 17,000 employees to agree to include in our wellness program a bike to work campaign because of risk management and other issues. So as my colleague said, I mean, these things can take time, right? So improving the culture from within, we need to look to our own settings as well. So that's a really important piece. And I'm going to need to power through this, or I'm going to run out of time. Healthy Works is where I'm situated within public health services. That's kind of the cornerstone of building better health. We've been able to pursue and garner a lot of support, especially in terms of dollars, to help us address projects that help us impact the 3450 that I was just talking about through policy systems and environmental changes to removing barriers. And this quick slide, I'm not going to go into it, but the takeaway here is that through these various funding streams, which I'm hoping most of you are familiar, a lot of this is CDC funding, communities putting prevention to work, community transformation grant, and currently prevention grant, you know, it's helping us as a community embrace a more upstreamist perspective in how we approach, you know, health and health promotion within our community. So we've built on previous efforts, like our childhood obesity initiative in San Diego County was established in 2006, and that really helped our community kind of embrace this sort of healthy eating, active living approach, health in all policies approach, and we've been able to build on that and position ourselves for some substantial funding to implement a broader array of interventions. So that's our profile of San Diego County. And now I want to shift into Live Well at Work specifically. With Live Well at Work, we have been able to partner, especially with our colleagues at University of California, San Diego, through the Center for Community Health as our primary implementer. They're our contracted provider. That's how we do business in San Diego. A lot across our branches is contracting services out. So UC San Diego is our primary partner in our worksite wellness efforts. Live Well at Work represents the overarching initiative with multiple programs under it. And a couple of those, the first one was from our Community Transformation Grant, and we were able to engage over 15 large organizations, impacting over 65,000 employees. We were able to leverage some funding through our first five of San Diego County, and that was that millionaire's tax that passed some years back to establish a trust fund to support programming for early childhood wellness and school readiness. And they were willing to fund us to address lactation supportive environments through worksite settings, and so we were able to really engage businesses, schools, and school districts in that work. And I look forward to hearing more about the work that you're doing as well. But I just want to quickly point out that it's a collective effort. It's kind of around that collective impact model, most of the stuff that we're doing, and it's really key partnerships that are helping us advance this work. In San Diego County, we really have two large overarching chambers of commerce, one in the North County and one in the Metro San Diego area, and they've been instrumental in helping us achieve these goals of improving employee health because we've been able to strategically align some of our goals, specifically increasing access to quality and affordable health care and bringing prevention resources to employers. And they've welcomed that and embraced that. So we've been able to partner with them on a number of things. I'm not going to go into a lot of details around this. Over on the right, that little pamphlet, that's a resource for small employers. So it's a really simple toolkit for small employers that don't have a lot of resources to address some level of worker health and wellness. And Love Your Heart, it's a really robust countywide campaign to do massive blood pressure screenings. And so the chambers have been really instrumental in helping us get out there and get presence at a variety of sites. We do it every February 4th. For 14th for Valentine's Day, and the first year we did it, we were able to do about 1,700 blood pressure screenings, and that was 2013. And then last year we were able to do 30,000 blood pressure screenings in a single day, and that was a collective effort getting our partners to the table and helping. And the chambers was instrumental, but that's just a couple of examples of how partnerships are helping us extend the work. So now that I've talked about Live Well and some of our approaches to that and Live Well at Work, one of the programs, Nutrition, Education, Obesity Prevention, that's what we call it in California. Most of you folks will be familiar with Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP-Ed, in California. So we really have like four channels we're working on, faith-based channel, worksite, schools, and community. So I'm going to talk specifically about the worksite wellness channel and the efforts we're doing as an illustration of how we're approaching at a program level, working with employers and working towards policy systems and environmental change. It's a basic, simple model. It's really geared around conducting a workplace assessment and establishing a wellness committee, which is optimal, but if that's not really possible, then at least trying to engage some kind of champion within the organization to help move this along. So the workplace assessment's based off of the CDC's worksite health scorecard, and we use that to kind of help identify priorities and needs of the organization to establish kind of our plan going forward, and then engaging either champion or a wellness committee. But the wellness committee is really critical. If that's at all possible, that's what we strive to do. And so depending on the configuration and what's it looking like at a particular site, then we go through the rest of this flow process of working with them to establish a mission, vision, statement, goals, to make sure that wellness is in alignment with what the organization's, you know, primary bottom line mission is all about, and then developing an action plan for them or a strategic plan, and then moving into rollout with kickoff of launch events, program development and implementation, moving towards working towards policy change or systems level changes, and then building in, of course, evaluation and some kind of feedback loops. And then an important piece of this is awards and recognition, because that's been instrumental in our experience in really engaging the upper level leadership of the organization, because they really like that kind of public relations opportunities, as well as it's, you know, the outcomes are showing improved productivity and worker retention. And so we're seeing some really good outcomes that are really providing a strong case for continued support of wellness within the organizations. Just briefly, the importance of the wellness committee. You know, what we're really seeing is it's really kind of fitting in about four different kind of main categories. It helps really build accountability by having employees be the ones driving this, and ensuring that whatever is happening is going to align, not like an outside provider coming in, and it may not necessarily align perfectly with what's going on within the organization, so that the organization's identity, the wellness committee helps ensure that is linked. And it's been real important to ensure that there's been all levels of staff involvement in the wellness committee, from line staff to upper level management, so that it really reflects what the needs and the interests of the employees are. And through all this, engaged and bought in leaders is really critical. So without that, it's not very likely to really sustain the effort. So that's been our experience in through the NEOP program, working with employers, and what we've been able to work on a policy systems level is really keying on these types of strategies, whether that be stairwell campaigns and signage to promote use of stairs, looking at healthy food and beverage policies like healthy vending, or even contracted vendors that bring stuff in. With the county, we have a lot of our food services or contracted providers that are running those cafeterias and canteens and whatnot. Linking sites with mobile farm delivery trucks like Farm to Fork Strategies and others. So that's just a sampling of what types of policy systems work that we're trying to do. Here's a quick slide that kind of summarizes the impact we've had just in fiscal year with that one program within NEOP alone, and the types of activities that we've been able to see implemented over across 29 employers, impacting 2,000 employees. This corporate agreement with the Y is a newer partnership we've been able to establish, and I'm real excited about that one in particular, in that they're offering enrollment waivers for employees. They've entered into some agreements for that. So that's it. I'm going to run out of time here real quickly, so I'm going to have to kind of wrap up. I was just going to give a few success stories across three of our partner sites, Wyndham, Goodwill, and Northgate Gonzalez Market. With Wyndham, they've made some great strides in employee health programming, environments, supportive of wellness, and they're looking at taking some of that and rolling it out to the corporate level that will go broader throughout California. With Goodwill Industries, they have over 200 sites throughout the county, and the CEO has just got fired up about this and is like a major champion, and we're really excited with the success that they're seeing. And 2014, they had a campaign to increase physical activity, and employees logged over 23,000 miles in the year. So that's been exciting. And then this last example is of Northgate Markets. This is a chain of supermarkets that really serves predominantly Latino communities. And they've really embraced the wellness efforts that we've been able to support them with. The last slide on the bottom is First Lady Michelle Obama. She came in during Communities Putting Prevention to Work and did a site visit, and we were able to showcase the work being done at Northgate Markets, and that was phenomenal. So I'm out of time, and I'm going to wrap up with, you know, as I said, like with the Chambers of Commerce and other partners, it's just been really key. I mean, we can work on a more systems change level and trying to move policy along, but you have to pair that with traditional kind of health education approaches, with health fairs and communications and campaigns and whatnot. So this is an example of some of the resources that we've been able to leverage over the past few years, and many of the partners that we've been able to do it with. So that's it for me, and I'll leave you with this nice slide of a Goodwill site where they did a walk around Mission Bay and Pacific Beach in San Diego, and I'm out of time, but if you have any questions, I'll be here after the meeting. Thanks.